Memorial General Hospital in Menlo Park, California, the makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you the Chase and Sanborn program, starring Francis Langford, with Spike Jones, the City Slickers, Tony Romano, I'm Ken Carpenter, and our guest this Sunday is William Frawley. And here's Francis.
Evening, when the sunlight began to fade, I ride through the slumbering shadows along the narrow trail. When it's night and the crickets are calling and coyotes are making a wail, I dream by a smoldering fire along the Navajo Trail. I love to lie and listen to the music when the wind is blowing a great bass guitar. And over yonder hill the moon is climbing. It always finds me wishing on a star. Well, what do you know? There's the dawning, the silver and pale. It's time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail.
Fellas, ladies and gentlemen, it is our privilege today to bring you the first broadcast ever to originate from Dibble General Hospital. This is one of the newer Army hospitals built in 1943 on the site of the former Timothy Hopkins estate between Palo Alto and San Francisco. The hospital staff numbers almost one staff member for every two patients, and some of the finest eye doctors and plastic surgeons in the country are doing magnificent work here. Most of us in the show flew up yesterday so we could entertain at some of the other camps in this neighborhood during our visit. Spike stood on his toes during the whole flight. Say, I wanted to ask you, Spike, what was the idea?
Well, you mean standing on my toes in the plane?
Yes, what was that? Exercise or something?
Oh, no, that plane was carrying a very heavy load, and I didn't want to put my whole weight down, you know.
Oh, smart character. I thought you were rehearsing to play Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Oh, no. We're going to play the Cavera Bee.
Oh, that sounds like a revival.
No, we've never really revived anything.
I don't imagine you have. Ladies and gentlemen, Spike Jones and his City Slickers in their camel's hair version of The Sheik of Araby, with Carl Grayson as the main shriek. And here they go.
I'm a sheik of Araby. Your love belongs to me. And at night when you're asleep, into your tent I'll creep. The stars that shine above, they will light our way to love. Why, you rule this world with me. Ah, the sheik of Araby. Ah, the sheik. Thank you.
the Sheik of Araby, and all the women worship me. You should see them follow me around. Not bad. Even wives of all the other Sheiks, they beg to kiss my rosy cheeks, and that ain't bad. In fact, it's good I found. I'm a cat! Then I'm laying down to sleep. I'm counting girls instead of sheep. From my harem, I can't scare them off. Why should I? The beauties of all races. If some have pretty faces, I'm the Sheik that all the love is all about.
Their coffee is bringing double pleasure to millions of people right now, so make sure you get your share. Your full share of flavor is the first consideration, and from that is assured the extra pleasure of enjoying that flavor iced in a long, tall glass. To fill the bill on both counts with a generous margin to spare, get Chase and Sanborn Coffee, flavor choice of millions. This richer blend is a record breaker, winning new friends every day. Through the past year, it brought more pleasure to more people than ever before in our history. That partly accounts for the tremendous popularity of iced Chase and Sanborn this year. Because important as flavor is in hot coffee, just think how much more important it is when the ice is added. To make up for melting ice, you want all the flavor you can possibly get. So go the limit. Get extra richness, extra flavor for your iced coffee. Make it a rule to ask your grocer for Chase and Sanborn coffee every time.
I asked the boys at whatever hospital we're going to play what song they'd like me to sing. The fellows at Menlo Park have asked for You Came Along.
You came along from out of nowhere. You took my heart and found it free. Wonderful dreams, wonderful schemes from nowhere made every hour sweet as a flower for me. If you should go back to your nowhere, leaving me with a memory, I'll always wait for your return out of nowhere. Hoping you'll bring your love to me.
movie makers have an important character part to fill, whether it's a music publisher for Going My Way, a football coach for Newt Rockne, or what have you that needs something good, they always whip out a hurry call for William Frawley. Well, Bill, you got up to San Francisco a couple of days ahead of us. Are you visiting friends here?
No, I'm whacking at two birds with one trip, Francis. I'm looking for a business to go into.
Oh, what's the matter with the movies?
Nothing.
Did I hear an actor say there's nothing the matter with the movies? May I have your autograph, sir?
No, on the level, Ken, I'm kind of jealous of these movie guys who have another business on the side.
Oh, I see. Well, Bill, do you have any particular business in mind?
Well, I've always kind of had a yen to try fortune-telling.
Fortune-telling? Are you kidding?
No, I've always wanted one of those fortune-telling things. One of those gadgets that tells you when to get up in the morning, when to go to bed at night, what to do and what not to do. What do you call them?
Top sergeant.
Yeah, I'd want to know. I know what they call them now, Francis. They call them crystal balls. That's what I want to do. Tell fortunes with one of those things.
Well, if you go into that, Bill, I want to be your first customer.
Thanks be unto you, kind and lovely lady. Your wish is granted here and now. Ken, get behind the curtain. Okay, boss. Madam, step into my inner sanctum and confide your problem to old Back Alley Frawley. Specializing in crystal reading, mind reading, palm reading, card reading, tea leaf reading, and horoscope reading.
Swami, I'd like you to look at this letter.
Sorry, I can't read.
Well, what can you do?
First, you must cross my palm with silver.
I'm sorry, Swami, but that's just my trouble. I don't have any money.
Well, in that case, I must gaze into my mighty crystal. The mist in the crystal is clearing. A vision appears. It's talking to me.
What does it say?
It says you are going to find some money.
Wonderful.
Then come back and have your fortune told.
Why should I come back? You're not a real Swami or you'd conjure up a spirit.
All right, unbeliever, I'll do that. Oh, mighty spirit of the ages, leave this spirit world and speak to us. Come in, spirit. Come in.
Wilco.
Roger.
I am here, oh master.
There you are, madam. Go ahead and ask him something.
Well, what spirit are you, spirit?
I am the spirit of Chase and Sanborn.
Now, wait, how can Chase and Sanborn be in spirit land?
Everybody knows Chase and Sanborn is out of this world.
Swami, tell me the truth. Who is this broken-down spirit?
Don't tempt his vengeance, madam. He's the spirit of Abu Ken Edom, the big cheese. And he's been dead for 600 years.
Hadn't we better open a window?
Would the dear lady like to talk to some departed spirit who may have been dear to her?
Oh, I'd love to talk to Emma. Oh, but she was so young when she left us.
We shall try to contact her, my dear. Oh, great spirit, would you ask little Emma to say a few words? She was so young, so young.
Hello, everybody. I really love it up here where I am. I mean, I really do. I really, truly do.
That's amazing. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you didn't think we could get Emma to talk, did you?
No. You see, Emma was a dog.
A dog?
A dog? Oh.
That proves it. Both you and your spirit are phonies.
I'll prove that we're not. Make any wish and it shall be granted.
Any wish at all?
Any wish at all.
Well, I won't take advantage of you. All I want is what every woman wants. A large, spacious kitchen where I can spend the whole day working to my heart's content.
Go, my dear, and this very day your wish shall be granted.
It better be, because I'm coming back.
Hey, boss, what are you trying to do? Sick the cops on us?
Nix, get behind the curtain. Get back there. Here comes Spike Jones. He's even spookier than you are.
Good evening upon you, oh weird and gruesome one.
Well, good evening upon you, too.
What can a Swami do for you?
Say, how much do you charge to look into the future?
Well, we usually charge 50 cents to look into the future. But in your case, there'll be no charge.
Why?
No future.
Can't you do anything for me?
Well, would you pay a dollar for some good advice?
Well, I certainly would. I'm no dope.
Well, just place your dollar here on the table. Now, cut this deck of cards. Okay, what have you got?
A king.
I've got an ace. You lose.
Hey, you were supposed to give me some advice.
I will. Never play cards with strangers.
Oh, gee, thanks a lot. So long. Let me write that down. Never play cards with strangers. Never play cards.
Well, that's a dollar, boss. I guess we're in business.
We're in business. What did you do for this dollar?
Well, I was ready. Can I help it if you don't try to sell me? You should ought to push this spirit angle more. Spirits give a very interesting effect.
Yes, they do. And during working hours, I want you to lay off the stuff.
Hey.
Get back in there. Here comes another character. Get in there.
Good evening upon you, sir.
Good evening. My name is Shizutoni Romano. My uncle's name is Luigi Pasquale Giovannini Giuseppe Anchovy Romano. He's a dad like anything. So you call him up there or maybe down there, and you tell him, Tony, she wants to talk to him.
It shall be done. Calling Uncle Luigi Romano. Probably in Italian.
Hello, Tony, you little son of a gun.
That's my Uncle Luigi. How's the things, Uncle?
Well, they're pretty good. I mean, getting all the spaghetti I can eat, but I'm still no happy.
But, Uncle, if you get all of the spaghetti you can eat, what more could you want?
One meatball.
I'm sorry, Romano. Your dollar is up.
Oh, that's okay. So long, Uncle. Sit on a cloud for me. Want to meet the boy?
Oh, boy, we certainly get him, don't we? Hey, here comes that Langford dame again. I'm getting out of here.
Oh, hello, Miss Langford. Well, well, well.
I'm not so well, well, well.
Well, nothing went wrong, I hope. You wished for a large, spacious kitchen where you could spend the whole day working to your heart's content. Did you get your wish?
I'll say I did.
Good.
Colonel Stride here put me on KP. Thanks, William Frawley, for telling our fortunes today. Looking into the immediate future, I can see Spike Jones and his city slickers playing a thing they call Hotcha Cornia. This number is one reason why Spike's fans call themselves None But the Brave. Okay, Spike, the heat is on. In San Francisco while the conference was on.
Yeah, I'll bet it was really interesting seeing all those diplomats and diplomatresses.
Well, that isn't exactly what I mean.
No, no. What Francis means, Spike, is that San Francisco had delegates from 50 allied nations. Millions of dollars were spent here trying to establish peace.
Well, what's that got to do with me?
You play here one night, and they're right back where they started.
I wish you'd stop kicking my music around.
Why should we? That's all you ever do to it.
Don't you people know anything else to talk about?
Now that you mention it, I do. This timely topic gets more attention, yes, and more praise every day. Year in, year out, through its long, proud career, Chase and Sanborn Coffee has been famous for flavor. And this year, at the age of more than 81, that flavor is setting new records. Through the past year, it brought more pleasure to more people than ever before in our history. And never before have so many people enjoyed iced Chase and Sanborn Coffee. All over the country, it's being hailed as the king of refreshing drinks. Served in the tallest glass in the house, it's a cooler offer and then some. Not only delicious, refreshing and all, but on top of that, it's coffee. To offset the melting ice, you want all the flavor you can possibly get, all that your glass will hold. And that describes Chase and Sanborn Coffee. More flavor in every drop. With meals in between, enjoy more iced coffee. And enjoy iced coffee more. Get Chase and Sanborn Coffee.
For our medley today, here are three songs by Jules Stein and Sammy Kahn. Tony Romano sings down first, the City Slickers cover second, and I'll play on third. Here's Tony.
I beg her, I plead it, I told her, baby, come out of your shell. I told her maybe you'll find that it's well. I argue, I kind of threaten. I said you can't send me home, not like this. And I finally got that
songs much better than the one coming up now. One of the finest ballads that has come out of this war.
I'll walk alone because to tell you the truth, I'll be lonely. I don't mind being lonely. My heart tells me you, I'm only true. I'll walk alone. They'll ask me why, and I'll tell them I'd rather. There are dreams I must gather, dreams we fashion the night. You tell me time, I'm always been near you wherever you are each night. In every prayer, if you call, I'll hear you no matter how far, just close. send your love and your kisses to guide me. Till you're walking beside me, I'll walk alone. I'll walk alone.
Friends, by now, all of us have seen men in civilian clothes wearing a small bronze button in their lapel. We're going to see more and more of them from now on. That round insignia, with an eagle proudly spreading its wings, is the Honorable Service Emblem. It is given to every discharged veteran, and it stands for honorable service to our country. Most of those who wear it now received a medical discharge for wounds or injuries. They got it the hard way. But the men who are now being released on a point basis for long service in combat areas didn't get much, much easier. Fighting a war, whether you get hit or not, does things to a man that he can't recover from just by changing into civvies. These men don't expect or ask anything of us, but I think it's up to us to help them get accustomed to the sudden strangeness and freedom of civilian life in every way we can. So watch those lapels for the Honorable Service Emblem, and let's give every man who wears one the respect and consideration he deserves. Good night.
We wish to thank Colonel Paul H. Stride, Lieutenant Don Linder, and Corporal Richard Degner for this day here at Dibble General Hospital in Menlo Park, California. Be with us again next Sunday at this same time when Francis Langford, Spike Jones, and his City Slickers, Tony Romano, and our guest Charles Kemper will be appearing at the United States Naval Hospital, Santa Margarita, in Oceanside, California. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee. Coffee made to serve in times like these. This is Ken Carpenter speaking from Menlo Park, California. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Eight out of every ten say Royal desserts taste more delicious. Yes, Royal desserts taste more delicious. Yes, definitely. When 1,526 Royal desserts users told why they always want Royal, eight out of every ten said Royal desserts taste more delicious. They loved Royal vanilla pudding. You can do so much with it, they declared. It's delicious as pudding, cake filling, or in tarts. Wonderful plain, or combined with fruits. And remember, it takes less than 7 minutes to prepare and uses no sugar. Try tempting Royal vanilla pudding tomorrow, or Royal chocolate, or Royal butterscotch, or a tangy, fruity Royal gelatin dessert. Take whatever flavor your grocer has. Just be sure it's Royal. Remember, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight out of every ten say, Royal desserts taste more delicious. Yes, Royal desserts taste more delicious.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.